Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Brian Shackman in studio here with WTNH's Jeff Derderian. For the remainder of the show, we want to welcome in Matthew Schmidt, a political science professor at the University of New Haven. Matthew, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing all right, Brian.
I just, you know, I had a whole list of questions, but I just saw, I think it was Vitaly Klitschko being pretty critical of Zelensky, and basically saying it's an authoritarian regime now in Ukraine. I'm curious, is this him trying to make a play to run the country? Or I don't know if you probably didn't have a chance to see it. I just literally saw it this morning out of Zero Hedge. There's somebody reported, you know, his comments.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but you know, he's been always seen as one of the leaders of a potential opposition, and that's of course always the claim for wartime leaders, is that they end up being, you know, some kind of dictator. But we'll see what happens.
Do you believe they should have an election, though?
I think that the idea that you wouldn't have an election in the middle of a shooting war like this is solid. I think it's okay. I think it wouldn't hurt to have an election, but the problem is that the question is the question of whether it would be a free election or not. The capacity for Russia to interfere, because Ukraine would be heavily constrained from providing safety and security for the votes, and being able to, you know, prevent Russia from attacking during a vote and things like that, and changing public opinion that way, is pretty limited. That's why they're not doing it.
Hmm. In terms of this attack inside of Russia, I mean, I haven't read in like you probably have, but it sounds like the weapons were already in Russia, and it was pretty incredible stuff. Just put it in perspective, what happened?
Yeah, so I actually have some inside connection to it with some of the guys who provided the key technology. And the first thing I would say is it was an incredible event. It really has changed the way of warfare right now. Every power in the world is looking at this and saying, this country with no defense industry, with no major production facilities, just spent a few million dollars, and probably well less than $10 million, and took out 20, 30, depending on who you believe, 40% of the strategic bombing power of the largest nuclear power on planet Earth. That's got everybody spooked. And the second thing is that they did this by taking control of the LTE system, or the cell system, to control those drones from Kyiv, which is also why the guys on the ground, the operatives on the ground, all escaped, according to my sources. And the capability to do that, again, at that level of technical capacity for a country, is spooky for everybody, because now everybody's going, we're not safe. None of our systems are safe if they can do this.
You think they'll go after Moscow?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
You think they'll go after Moscow?
Not right away. They're probably sitting and defending, getting ready to defend against a counterattack. But they did apparently attack the Kerch Bridge just this morning, I saw some things. So we'll see how that's played out. I haven't seen any reports on the kind of damage because it was supposedly underwater. But I think that, you know, that they can't pull off two of these in a row, because once you do it, now the Russians are alerted and they're trying to hunt down any of those human networks that are in the country.
Hey, it's Jeff Dedarian from Channel 8. Just quick question. I saw that, you know, this attack was planned over a year and a half period. Do you have any sense, or what's your thought on, could they have possibly done it sooner? Or do you think it was really necessary to take that much time to pull off this kind of attack that everybody's talking about in terms of how impressive it was and how widespread it was? I'm not a war expert. I don't plan wars. I've never done that. But my question, that's the first thing I thought of. Could they have done this earlier?
You mean earlier in the war?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I think it was possible. The trick is going to be the technical capability and when they really have the time to focus on this sort of long-term planning. The intense war here is only 3 years old, and so they've been busy trying to survive. And somewhere in the middle of that attempt to survive, they were able to, you know, to carve out a space and put some people in that space and give them the time to think this long term. And I think that's probably the biggest determinant on how you pull something off like this. And they just didn't have the time earlier.
Matthew Schmidt, University of New Haven, joining us here on Brian and Company. Okay, so the consensus seemed to be that Putin didn't want to negotiate really anything as long as things were going well. And does this change that calculus at all?
No, I don't think it does. Look, this was a punch in the nose. It bloodied Russia. It was shocking to them. It's going to cause ripple effects because people in the military are going to lose their jobs. And that matters when you shake up an organization. But in the end, right, Russia can still punch back, and you're going to see that. Now, whether it's in a few days or 2 weeks or a couple of months is a different question. And Putin's probably going to bide his time, because keeping your enemy unbalanced in that way is important. But this doesn't really change the strategic situation. And these bombers were used primarily as platforms to launch the cruise missiles that are attacking civilians in Ukraine. They're not really affecting the battlefield in the Donbass. That's still a grinding out on the ground, and a situation where, as long as Russia is willing to pour bodies in, they're going to make gains by the inches and yards.
Matthew, hey, it's Jeff. Do you think this? So you just said it sort of gave Russia a bloody nose. So it's not a knockout punch. I mean, how would you characterize it? In terms of
no,
the severity?
It's not a knockout punch at all. It's buying Ukraine some time to not get hit within its civilian infrastructure. It's really an important symbolic victory. It's not just symbolic, but the symbolism is important, and symbolic victories matter. it's been hugely important in the last few hours, for Ukraine's morale, both on the battlefield and, in broader society. And that really, really matters. And it's the kind of situation where it puts Russia back and says, now you have to take air defense systems that you maybe didn't even have among Murmansk, for instance, and move them from other places. And so it's forcing Russia to move chess pieces around the board because they don't have enough to cover everywhere. And it now means that these strategic bombers are unsafe anywhere in Russia if you can hit that far north. And then, of course, like you brought up, anywhere else is a potential target for a similar attack, Moscow or something else. And so now they have to reevaluate how they have those chess pieces laid out on the board. That's going to eat up time, and it's going to move resources, and we'll see what they do, whether or not they move resources in such a way that, opens up and takes some pressure off the battlefront.
We got to run, and we literally only have like 30 seconds, but are we still sending them stuff?
We are. We have reauthorized some of the existing chain of material aid, of weapons aid that's going there, but we haven't added any more.
Okay. All right, Professor, thank you as always. Great stuff.
Take care, guys.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.